Well, there's lots going on. Today, British citizens became the first to receive Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine outside clinical trials, while here in the U.S., the FDA released a detailed analysis of that vaccine, finding no specific safety concerns that would prevent it from being approved for emergency use authorization, which could happen as soon as Thursday. Meanwhile, President Trump holds a vaccine summit today. No one from President-elect Biden's transition team was invited, and reportedly some invited vaccine makers aren't attending for fear of politicizing the process. Let's bring in Tom Frieden. He was director of the CDC under President Obama. He's now CEO of Resolve to Save Lives, part of Vital Strategies, a nonprofit that aims to prevent deaths from cardiovascular disease as well as pandemics. So, Tom, first to the FDA announcement about Pfizer. Welcome news.
It's very welcome news. The data that we've been seeing on vaccines is very encouraging. But the vaccines aren't here yet, and it's not going to be a simple road. The road to vaccination is going to be bumpy. This will be the single most complicated vaccination campaign in United States history.
You list a lot of reasons. We know that the vaccines have to be kept cold. But also, let's talk about the huge anti-vaccine movement, which has melded with a political anti-authority movement that considers COVID a hoax and is against government restrictions from masks to, you know, closings. What do you think your former organization, the CDC, should do at this point to bring those people on board and other people as well with a vaccine?
It's so important that we avoid politicizing vaccines. Vaccines aren't about any political entity. They're about working together to reduce the risk of the virus. At the same time, it is a new vaccine, and we have to be completely transparent about what we know, how we know it, what we don't know, and what we're going to do to try to find that out. We know with tens of thousands of people vaccinated in the trials, we haven't had any significant safety concerns. We also know that there are some local reactions. People's arm hurt, they may feel tired and may even have a fever. And we can anticipate that we don't know what we'll find out when millions or tens of millions of people get vaccinated. It is possible there will be rare, serious adverse events. And we need to look for those and be completely transparent about whether or not they are occurring.
We already know. I mean, some of us know people in the trials, and you can get very sick at the beginning, right after your shot. And you're saying people should be told that. But when you talk about the politicizing, it's sort of too late. I mean, who should be doing this? I mean, is it the CDC that should be, we're hearing from some people that the CDC should be spending as much money in an education program as in a rollout?
Well, absolutely. If you look around the world, it's often 5, 10, or 20 times more expensive to actually deliver the vaccine as it is to make it. And yet the focus of the current administration has all been on production. And when you hear the leaders from Operation Warp Speed, frankly, it sounds to me like someone delivering groceries. We need to do it at this temperature, and we need to restock it with this cadence. That's not what a vaccination program is. Logistics is just one hard part of a big, important operation. And hearing regularly from the vaccine experts at CDC is going to be crucially important. Hearing from the scientists as we roll this out.
Look, Pfizer has said their vaccine appears to be safe and about 95% effective. You explain in a terrific op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, we'll link people at herenow.org, what that 90% effective means. Can you just remind us?
Well, if we have a safe, effective, widely available, trusted vaccine, it would be a game changer. But we're likely many months and potentially years away from this becoming a reality in the U.S. and globally. Vaccine approval is just the first step on a long road toward a vaccination program that works well enough to protect people and get us back toward normal. And sadly, immunity is not just around the corner. It's going to take many months. And in this time period, we need to be extra careful so that we don't lose lives avoidably between now and then.
Just your thoughts on a Senate Homeland Security panel, which, by the way, does not handle vaccines, but it's being convened by Ron Johnson, who also had a panel with someone boosting hydroxychloroquine, which is the completely discredited cure for COVID-19. Today's having Jane Orient, a doctor skeptical of coronavirus vaccines. She says federal vaccine mandates are a violation of human rights. Your thoughts on this happening in the Senate?
I really hope that as we come to this next period in American life, we can agree on the facts, even if we disagree on our opinions. And the facts are clear. There is no federal mandate for vaccination. At this point, in terms of COVID-19, there is no anticipated state mandate for vaccination. It may be that months down the line, there are some groups, such as workers in nursing homes, which some states may decide to require vaccination of. But that's not what we're talking about now. What we're talking about is making a life-saving technology available to people. And anything that distracts from that is actually something that endangers life.
Tom Frieden, former director of the CDC under President Obama, now CEO of Resolve to Save Lives, a nonprofit working to end epidemics. Tom, thank you.
Thank you very much. Nice speaking with you.